This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury with
Arvini Braj
and Christine Wong.
We are asking you the question, is making more money something that you think is sensible in 2021? Is it a realistic goal for you? Why or why not? You can let us know via Twitter, Instagram, and of course via WhatsApp on 018-789-8899. Before we talk a little bit more about that, we're going to have a quick update from Bursa at break, courtesy of Arvin.
Yeah, so it is down by 0.46% at 1,584 points. Active stocks include AT Systematization, Iris Corp Berhad, and Top Glove Corporation Berhad. The ringgit is at 4.0 against the US dollar, 3.12 against the Aussie dollar, and 3.04 against the Sing dollar.
Okay, we have a few feedback messages. I've got one here from Maggie, who says, I think the equation that Arvind spoke about should also include avarice, also known as greed, and contentment, because these factors will also contribute to make the difference between what is, quote, enough for some people and what isn't for others. Thanks, Maggie. Any more over on Instagram?
We do have Instagram responses. Yes, the poll hasn't shifted, but we do have a couple of people who have messaged in. So Yung Sin says, hardly, especially during this pandemic. Ed L says he's looking to sustain his lifestyle during a tough time. And Brandon YZ says, definitely increasing cash buffer for economic uncertainty.
Okay, any tweets you want to highlight, Arv?
No more tweets.
All right, so earlier on I mentioned money that comes in passively, right? And this is kind of the be-all and end-all story of that. And it's a company who essentially make white noise, right? And if you don't know what I'm talking about, I'm sure you all do. Remember the days when we had normal aerials for our TV and it wasn't digital and it went off and you had that
the
sound.
Millions of ants.
Yeah. The millions of ants screaming across, running across the screen.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people use that sound to help fall asleep, you know, or something very similar. It can be the sound of a washing machine on spin. Something that has a noise that is constant almost, you know. I've used it myself, the sound of rain, the sound of water, the sound of birds and all this kind of stuff. But it turns out that there are a whole bunch of companies who produce this white noise and make an awful lot of money from it. Now, there is a company called Amerits, and they are a UK-based company, and they essentially are the big boys of this white noise production. Here's the thing, right? White noise is white noise is white noise is white noise. Yet they manage to produce a new album of white noise almost every month, right? And one of their former in-house sound engineers and designers has said, quote,
in-house sound engineers and designers.
Exactly. Quote unquote has said, it is truly brainless to produce. You've no idea of the amount of time I spent recording fans, computer fans, oven fans, desk fans, basically anything you can think of. Now, they work through a shell label called Peak Records, and they fuel hundreds of generically named Spotify artist pages, like White Noise Baby Sleep, Relaxing Music Therapy, with literal static. There appears to be a real appetite on the platform for music to play while you fall asleep, with some of these artist pages reaching hundreds of thousands to millions of streams every day, according to data viewed by certain websites, with Spotify paying around a third of a penny per stream. Revenue from some of these top accounts can be comfortably estimated at upwards of $1 million per year each.
Wow.
Right? And through internal Spotify rules from 2007, they banned SEO terms, search engine optimization terms, for being used like artist names and track titles and stuff. So you can't really, you're not supposed to be able to put sleep music. But this company, Amerits, have been managing to get away with it. And you do a quick search for relaxing music, and it suggests that there are a handful of specific businesses dedicated to that practice, from small entrepreneurial enterprises like Lullify to huge operations like Amerits that employ dozens of people. It's difficult to quickly identify these Spotify spammers for a few reasons. For one, many of these ambient quote-unquote artists don't have any off-platform presence. Simply put, except for Spotify, on Spotify, they don't exist. In addition, these SEO-ified musicians and their accompanying Spotify artist pages are so generically named things like Nature Ambience, Smart Baby Lullaby, Binaural Beats, Brainwaves, Isochronic, Tone Brave Wave Entertainment, that's an actual real name, that it's unlikely any one person owns the copyright on their monikers. And this allows multiple entities to use the same name when releasing music on streaming services without fear of infringement, essentially turning valuably named artist pages into wacky free-for-alls with tons of music from disparate sources, making tracking down creator identities even more confusing. Now, if you do a search for this kind of music, like Deep Sleep, there are hundreds upon hundreds and thousands upon thousands of them. Now, when I was talking about money coming in on a revenue stream, you know, without doing anything, this is it. This is relatively easy to do, you know. If you have any piece of audio software, it will generate for you white noise, you know, with the click of a button. You can generate 10 hours worth of white noise in the space of 2 minutes and then upload that to a publishing platform, which will cost you $10 per year, you know, and then upload that to Spotify. Just loop it. And the chances of somebody accidentally clicking on your thing is very slim. But what these guys are doing is, because they have so many people releasing it over and over and over again, it comes into Spotify's algorithm of new releases. And so when people click on that new releases thing, that's where it is, Baby Lullaby, Sleeping Stuff. Especially if you search for it once or twice, it's going to appear in your algorithm. There's a huge amount of money.
They've basically gamed the system.
Absolutely gamed the system. Yeah.
This reminds me of the whole lo-fi movement on, on
lo-fi hip-hop beats.
You know, tunes to study to and stuff that has been going on for the last 5 years. It's the same thing. Yeah. So you can't have pirate radio, quote unquote, on YouTube. It's not legal by their standards, and you're not supposed to repurpose other songs and then play them in sequence, you know, for like an hour or 2 hours, because that's a album. But somehow they've managed to hack the system, game it, and they get a lot of money on YouTube. I'm guessing this is almost the same thing.
It's almost the same thing. And as you know, you two, I played around with the idea of, you know, doing stuff on YouTube to have a passive income. And all I did is I took some drone footage that is free and readily available, and I took some background music, white noise, which again is free, and I generated some bird sounds over the top, which is free. Put the two together, slapped it onto YouTube, and thought, let's just put it out there and see what happens. And the first couple of days, it's like 40, 50 views and 60, 70 views. I think right at this point, I have about 40,000 views on that one video. And it literally took no effort, you know? And had I got 1,000 subscribers, I would be monetized right now, you know? But I've just left it out there just to see as an experiment whether or not it would work. And it does.
So what is your moniker on Spotify?
On Spotify, white noise, something? I cannot share that. You know, that would be, I guess.
Binaural Bradbury.
Binaural Bradbury. I think people hear enough of me as it is. They don't need to hear any more. But no, it just goes to show you that being a little bit creative, you know, and thinking genuinely outside the normal box of and confines that we think of, there are ways and means, whether or not you agree with what they're doing, of making money legitimately. I think.
I mean, technically, they're not doing anything illegal. They're making their own content.
Right.
There's this series of videos on Netflix. I don't know if you guys have seen it, but it's about it's basically a fireplace.
That's 10 hours worth of streaming fireplace?
Yeah, no,
of
but
course.
On Netflix, it's specifically a few logs, and then they put a match in it. And it's to the end of that log's lifespan. So you see, it's meant to be a virtual fireplace in your house that's on your TV when you have guests over. It's the weirdest thing.
It's on Netflix?
It's on Netflix.
They have another one. It's a train journey from one part of Holland to the other, and it's done from the perspective of the train driver. Yeah. It's the kind of thing Jeff Sandu would have loved to have watched. I guarantee you that. But it has millions of views.
Yeah.
Surprisingly enough. But there you go. Have a look into that, folks, if you've got any kind of hidden talents of music generation, or not even. Just push a button. You've
Hold your phone up to your aircon and you'll be set for life.
That's it. That's all you need to do. Is making money a realistic goal for you in 2021? We're giving you ideas. Why or why not? Let us know on Twitter. We're at BFM Radio, same as what we are on Instagram. If you want to get us on WhatsApp, it is 018-789-8899. We'll be taking a short break with Aretha Franklin with Chain of Fools. We'll be right back here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.